Good evening, Blog Talk Radio and the world. It's Stoney Stone. I am late tonight because, of course, I'm a mommy first, a grandmother second, and then I have to get home in this Atlanta traffic. I hope that you had a wonderful day. I only have a few minutes with you guys, but I am back, and I am going to try to do these on a regular basis, and then I'm going to try to get set up where I can take phone calls again. So if you guys just be patient with me, continue to support me, I will much appreciate it. You know, I love to talk, so this is my way of venting. Now, the topic of my show tonight is, what did you inherit, okay? We all have inherited something from our ancestors because when we are born, we are passed the torch, whether it's good or bad. So if you ever just think about the circumstances that you're in or the turmoil that is in or within your family, yes, it has something to do with a generational curse, whether a good curse or a bad curse. And some people do not believe in curses. I do believe that you can inherit certain things from your ancestors. And that means the way you handle money, the way you think about money, the way you live, the people that you associate yourself with. A lot of those things are generational. And if you do not recognize that, and if you do not understand how to break that generational tie, you will continuously live in this no matter what you do. You can work at the best jobs. You can have the best of friends. But if you're still suffering from depression, if you're still suffering from disorganization, if you're still suffering from lack of money or having too much money and do not know how to invest it, or, you know, just whatever the case may be and you seem like you just can't get out of the rut, it is because this is a torch that was passed on to you. But once you recognize it as a negative trait, then you as the individual can turn that thing around and figure out how to move from that. Now, let me speak for myself. I have generational curses, okay? I do. And what I am doing, and I am fighting hard before I leave this planet, is to try to remove those things that were handed down to me. I didn't ask for it. I didn't ask for any of it. But it was given to me as a gift. Because that is all that my ancestors knew what to give me. If you do not know what to give someone as a gift, you're going to give them what somebody gave to you. Plain and simple. So, I don't want my children to have what was given to me. I am working hard every day to give them something different, something long-lasting, something that they can see that is fruitful. Continuously, that can turn over and over and over again, that has much value to their life and principle to their life. So once you recognize that you do not have what it takes to make it and to get out of the mud from being stuck because of your ancestors have given you the gift of brokenness, they have given you the gift of stagnation, they have given you the gift of illiteracy, of ignorance, of hatred. Once you realize that you have been passed this gift, wrap that thing back up. Don't give it back to anybody. Don't give it to anybody. Bury it. Walk away from it and begin to change your mindset so that you, as the new ancestor for your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, continue to give them the gift of love, to give them the gift of riches and abundance and finances, how to manage their money, how to manage their credit. Some people walk around here with bad credit. They don't understand why their credit is bad. It's because of their mindset on how to handle and pay their bills that was passed on to them from their ancestors. Ancestors didn't care about credit. You're not going to care about credit. If your ancestors didn't think reading the book was as a part, a fundamental of your life, and that would keep you a healthy mind, then you're not going to think so either. Because you are what you eat. we are. Eat junk food, you're going to be full of cholesterol and junk. If you have been fed misery, depression, sadness, hatred, then that's what you're walking around here as. You have been handed that gift from your ancestors, and you think that this is right. You think that it's okay to be this way. Well, guess what? Stoney is here to tell you it's not okay. It is not okay. So change the way you think. Change the way you view things. Be open-minded to what others have to teach you. You're never too old to learn something. Some people always say, you never teach an old dog new tricks. Well, an old dog can watch the new tricks. It's up to him if he wants to take the time and process what he just seen. I'm an old dog, and every day I have my ears open and my eyes and my mouth closed so that I can learn, so that I can pass these gifts that I am creating for my grandchildren and for my children, because I do not want them to be oppressed and continuously have a battle of the mind and of the spirit that have been passed upon us. We didn't ask for it. It was given to us. So, begin to gather your gifts. Begin to change your mindset, because you have a legacy to leave behind. One day, you will leave this place, and there is not a hearse with a luggage rack. So, you can't take it with you, but you can build it and leave it here so that your family can be in awe. So prepare your gifts. Leave your legacy. Be that new ancestor that leave behind a beautiful treasure for your family. I thank you guys for listening to me for these few moments tonight. I know it was short, but you guys know when I speak, I have something profound to say. I am off on a new journey. There are some doors that are being opened for me, and I am grateful for that. I want to continue to share my world with you and my thoughts and my heart, because I believe that is my destiny. That is a part of the new gift that I am leaving behind. So I want to thank you tonight. I want you to have an awesome night and an awesome day. Or whenever you hear this, be blessed and wake up tomorrow with renewed energy and a renewed spirit. Talk to you soon. Thank you for joining me tonight on Blog Talk Radio.